Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Managed print services to keep your printing costs down?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.
Welcome back, everybody. It's 12:33 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer with you, along with Brendan Escott. Do you want to remind you that guests on our show receive gift certificates to Roost Chris Steakhouse? Whether you're celebrating a special moment or simply savoring a night on the town, every meal's an occasion at Roost Chris Steakhouse. Roost Chris, it's the greatest steak you've ever had. Well, some have said that I'm the president of my own fan club. I think that's a little harsh. Our next guest, is he the president of the Eric Francis fan club? I don't know. Mark Spector, Sportsnet spec for the horses and horse racing Alberta. Our province's horse racing and breeding industry was introduced. New safety protocols with thorough vet checks, stricter rules and tougher penalties. Exactly like this next hour is going to go. Stricter rules and tougher penalties. Employed Albertans caring for our horses, horse racing Alberta. Hello, Spec. How you doing?
Oh, doing all right. You don't, you're picking on my buddy Eric Francis, are you?
I'm not picking on him. Everybody's in, here's the deal. Everybody's allowed to make their own comments during the course. It was interesting because the game Friday was the Calgary broadcast. And with all due respect to Reed Wilkins and Rob Brown, I turned during the intermission. I flicked on to see what Matt Stajan specifically and Eric had to say. And Matt Stajan had made a comment about the Oilers having, more depth. And Eric proceeded to say that the Oilers don't have more depth and then brought up Kyle Turris. And I would suggest to you, Mark, that the numbers overwhelmingly indicate, yes, the Oilers do have more depth, and part of that depth comes from the scoring on defense. And it just, you know what, it worked, unfortunately for Eric, it worked out to be one of those nights where, you know, the Oilers won a game without having McDavid or Draisaitl score, which was like the second time in four games that had happened, or even pick up a point, and then the Oilers pounded the Calgary Flames 7-1 the next night.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, and that's kind of like, I can recall, oh, geez, it wasn't that long ago, 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. It was 3 weeks ago. I had a guest on the show in this actual segment, Mark Spector, who was talking about Puljujärvi not doing anything, and then the guy goes out and scores two goals in one game. So,
yeah, it's all about timing in our business, Paul.
Well, I do.
Like,
yeah, it happens.
It's true. Like, for instance, it is true that the Oilers have won two games in the last couple weeks where they were 97 and 29 didn't get a point. That is irrefutably a fact. It is also true that they've won two games since 2017 under those same circumstances. So he said,
right.
You know, what he said isn't necessarily untrue. I mean, I don't agree with him. The depth is clearly, we're watching the depth, right? Things like Jujhar Kyrus finally figured it out, it looks like. You know, that's good. Josh Archibald is one of the most effective PK fourth-line wingers this team's had in a long time, right? You know, Kyle Turris might not be the answer right now, but Gaetan Haas is playing great. So they've got depth. But I think his comments are, you know, to defend him a little bit, he's talking about the Oilers of the last 2-3 years, maybe more than the Oilers of today.
Yeah.
And he certainly got proven wrong in the 2-1 game when the goals came from, who was it, Kara and Haas in that game?
Puljujärvi
and Haas, that's right. So, and that's how they get better, man. You know, that's what...
Well, there's a, Mark, there's...
Mark, go ahead.
There's another way they got better. And they got better by generating more from the back end, which was part of the conversation you and me were having. And, you know, the reality is the two highest scoring defenses in the NHL play tonight. Now, Vancouver's played 22 games and Edmonton's played the second most games, 20. But guess what? That's not the Canadian team's fault. The reality is the Canadian teams have been able to get their games off, and so far, touch wood, they've been able to do that, and they shouldn't be looked at, well, Edmonton's played 20 games, you know, Dallas has played 12 or 13. Well, guess what? Dallas had a pretty substantial COVID run and then had a really unlucky run with weather. But, you know, COVID, I've run the numbers by everybody before. They know what they are. Like, you know, the death rate in the U.S. is more than 2.5 times what it is in Canada per million, and the case rate is more than 3.5 times what it is per million in the States. So the reality is Canada's been not quite as touched badly, and that doesn't mean that Canada hasn't been touched, because it has. But, the Oilers, Mark, they look to be a better team, and I think they can still get better. That's what's scary. Like, I think their defense can get better in terms of its transition. And if they get Ethan Bear back, that's, Mark, he's like a top three defenseman on this team. And I do think we'll have a little bit more consistency in the bottom six forwards at some point. What say you? I won't interrupt. Go for it. The floor is yours for the next 2 minutes.
It looks like we just dropped the call here. I'm going to call him back right now.
Okay, and that's what I thought was happening. So, anyhow, I was trying to get to him. You could text us at 780-496-0063. By the way, some of you may have seen this across the wire. It has just moved. Tiger Woods has been hospitalized with injuries after a single car accident today in California. Apparently, they had to use the jaws of life to extricate him from the vehicle. So there you go. Again, Tiger Woods has been hospitalized in California after being involved in a car accident. All right, Spec. So let's have at it. Give me your thoughts on this has been a good run. 9-2 in the last 11 games. Do you agree with Dave Tippett that there's still a lot more room for growth here with this team this might not be the best the team can play?
Well, it better, you always have to get better over the season. But we also have to respect that an NHL coach, a hockey coach, is never, you're never going to catch him being happy at the 20-game mark, right? Dave Tippett's never going to say, man, are we ever playing good? This is as good as we could play, so he's always looking for more. I'm going to tell you, Bob, if they just go 9-2 in their next, three or whatever it is, however many 11-game blocks they have left, they're going to win the league. So, yeah, they can get better. But you know what? I'm not telling you that they're going to get a whole lot better. They won 9 out of 11. It's awfully good. And what impresses me is they're starting to figure out how to win a game. And, would they give up to Calgary? 2 goals in 2 games. They can win the 2-1 game here they beat Winnipeg 3-2. They're more consistent in those games. So that tells me they can win anyway. We always knew they could win 7-5. They could win 7-1. I question how many they can win 2-1, 3-2, and they're starting to pull that off now.
Actually, when they played the good teams, they couldn't outscore them because they didn't have Mark. The same depth up front. Mark Spector joining us for the horses and Horse Racing Alberta. All right. Is this just a goaltending heater for Mike Smith? Spec, what do you think?
Well, what's his save percentage? 940-something.
It's 940. Right? Yep.
940. So, is he hot? Yeah, he's hot. That's okay. He's going to, I'm not going to come on this show, Bob, and tell the listeners that you can expect the season to end, Mike Smith to play half the games, and he'll have a 940 save percentage.
Right, that's not happening.
That ain't happening, right? It's just like the PK and the power play last year. We kind of had a feeling it wasn't going to happen again. So, but listen, they're stable, and they're symbiotic, the relationship with those two. We all know it. Koskinen's way better when Smith's playing, and Smith doesn't play 100% of the games or 80% of the games. He needs half. So this is what we signed up for this year, is two guys playing half the games. This is how you get the most out of these two guys. And they're right. This is enough goaltending, right? We're not complaining about the goaltending now. They got plenty of goaltending right now.
Mark, I'm going to put you on the spot here. If you're Dave Tippett and they clear Ethan Bear, because he says if he's cleared, he's in, do you bring Jones and Bear both in? And you've lost Cuckoo to injury and pulled Bouchard out. Would you do that?
Well, that's a good question. Are we thinking, I was at practice yesterday and they were playing Bouchard and Bear together. Bouchard and Jones together.
Yes.
So do we think out of the morning, I mean, the morning skate's going on right now. Do we think Bouchard's coming out?
Well, it's an optional. And so, because they've already done the availabilities, you're on for the tip one already.
Do you know something I don't know? Is Bouchard not playing tonight?
I don't know yet. Do they go? So we know that James Neal isn't playing. So do they go 11 forwards and then have Bear, Bouchard, and Jones in on defense, and then you got 7D? I don't know. I'll tell you what concerns me a little is if you go 60 and you put Jones and Bear both in, they haven't played for a while. Now, Bear is a vet. He is coming off a really unfortunate situation, getting hit with the puck. Most of the, this is one that's interesting to me because the hardcore analytics guys spec love Ethan Bear. They love him. Okay.
Okay.
I personally don't think, I had a couple guys I trust tell me Stoff, he's putting up sort of similar type of numbers to what Ryan Ellis did in Nashville when they had Suter and Weber ahead of him. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, you know, and you have to factor in that was Nashville. That was a pretty good team at that time. There's some that would suggest there's a comparable there. But I don't think Bear's as good offensively as Barry. And he's not as big as Bouchard long term. Like I kind of like the fact that Dave Tippett was a week and a half ago. We were looking at Bear and Bouchard spec being together. That intrigued me quite a bit. What about you?
Well, for sure. There's a couple things here, Bob. First of all, what you're saying to me here is you're thinking that if the righty Bear goes in, you have to take a righty out, and that would be Bouchard. I don't like taking Bouchard out of the lineup. He hasn't done anything to come out of this lineup for me.
I'm with you.
You know, I think a young player who comes in, this is why Jones can't get into the lineup, because he came in on two separate occasions and didn't get the job done and went out. Bouchard's come in and got the job done. You know, so I don't like taking him out. The question that they're asking each other in the coach's office is, do we like Bouchard enough on the left side? Is it too much for this young player to put him on the left side? Are we going to do him some harm if he goes out and struggles on the left side? But I'm here to tell you, Bear's got to get in, right? Bear's got to get in. If he's ready to play, plays absolutely, unquestionably. And if I'm happy with Bouchard on the left side, I put him on the left side. Jones can figure it out.
Yeah, well, time will tell in that regard. Tell you this, Darnell Nurse, is he figuring it out?
Yeah, there's something about, you know, it's crazy when you, you know, like I was thinking the other day, I was trying to figure out why Nurse is better. What's making him better? And, you know, it's like he's doing all the same things. He's just doing them better. He still skates the puck out of the zone in a great fashion. He's joining the rush all the time. You can't tell me, Bob, that Darnell Nurse has figured out how to stay at home a lot more. He's always up in the rush. But maybe he's picking the right time to go. And maybe he's, you know, I'm really having a hard time describing what it is he's doing better, but watching him play, he's clearly he's better all over the ice. He's defending better. Is he skating better? He always skated great to me. I never saw any holes in his skating, but he's a better player. I mean, you can't say he's not a better player. I guess we have to really hunker down the film and try to figure out what's making him better.
I just like, I always bet on guys that work and grind, Mark, and are relentless in every field. Those are the best guys. Those are the guys that get furthest ahead. And I know how hard McDavid works, and I know how hard Draisaitl works, and we're going to hit on McDavid and Draisaitl coming up in the next segment on a couple different fronts. And the thing about Nurse is I personally believe he's got that same sort of relentless work ethic, which is why I wouldn't bet against him. This is the thing with Puljujärvi, is I didn't see Puljujärvi coming back and playing with straight lines and being as competitive of a player as he has right from the get-go, and he's done that, and that's why he's been accelerated and moved up to the lineup, right?
Yeah, so, and nobody saw it. We hoped for it, Bob. Everybody,
right,
I think, thought,
right,
hey, let's hope he comes back doing this stuff, but he's exceeded what we hoped for.
You know, in Nurse's case, and people will not like this perspective, okay? They won't, but I'm going to throw a name at you. He's not as good as this defenseman turned out to be. but this defenseman wasn't supposed to be as good as he turned out to be. There was a really tough defenseman in the early 1970s that spent some time in the minors, okay, and beat the crap out of some of the toughest guys in NHL history. He was a guy that kept other teams honest. And he kept getting better and then developed an offensive dimension by the mid-70s. And by the late 70s, was arguably the best defenseman in the NHL. I'm not saying Nurse has got that same high ceiling, but if you talk to people around the Montreal Canadiens organization at the time that Larry Robinson first went there, nobody thought his ceiling was going to be that high. But he never stopped working.
Right. Yeah.
Never, right? You know what I mean, Mark? Like,
hey, listen, you and me go back 2-3 years on this conversation on Nurse. And they've been pigeonholing Nurse. He's only a second-pairing guy. And I'm not the guy that has the answer to the question, but I always said to you, Bob, how can you tell? How do you know what he's going to be? How do you know where his ceiling is? And I say the same about Puljujarvi and Bouchard and any young guy. Like, quit putting ceiling. We always want to. You know, I talk to all these scouts, and they always, the kid's 22, and they want to tell you exactly what it's going to be the rest of his career. And I don't, you know, you make the point. When you're Darnell Nurse, who, I mean, first of all, he comes from a great family of athletes. He said to me last week when I talked to him, he said, you know, I thought I was a really hard worker. Then the pandemic came, and we all had to stay at home, and we had to figure out different ways to work and work out. He says, I got a whole new level, man. He says, I wasn't close to working as hard as I could. So why is he a leader now? Who's your leaders on this team, Bob? They're McDavid, they're Draisaitl, they're
Nurse. And a Nurse. Those are the three leaders.
Those are the three guys. And if Puljujärvi, for instance, all he's got to do now, they're getting to where they got to be, Bob. They're not importing Andrew Ferentz and Milan Lucic and guys out of Boston because they can't get Patrice Bergeron. You know, when you walk in that Boston room, it just you learn from osmosis how to do it. And they're finally got that core group here at Edmonton, Bob, that Jesse Puljujärvi, when he's in the gym, he can look over at those guys and say, oh, man, I got to do more. And that's how you grow a hockey team, and that's what I call leadership.
Just for the record, just so people realize, Larry Robinson, unbelievable defenseman, no question about it, has the highest all-time plus-minus in NHL history, okay? 6'3", 220 pounds, 1 year of major junior hockey, 1 year, and was drafted 20th overall in what turned out to be a pretty good draft for the Montreal Canadiens in 1971. He was the Canadiens' second pick in that draft year, going 20th overall in 1971. The guy that went first overall was Guy Lafleur, who happens to be my favorite player of all time.
Nice draft.
As a 22-year-old, you want a little bit of Freaky Friday for you, Spec?
Sure.
Larry Robinson, as a 22-year-old, had 6 goals, 26 points, and had 66 penalty minutes as a 22-year-old. 6, 20, and 26, okay?
Nice.
Okay, so obviously they had Savard, they had Lapointe. Yep. Darnell Nurse, you ready for this? Darnell Nurse, as a 22-year-old, had 6 goals, 26 points, 67 penalty minutes, and was plus 15 on a team nowhere near as good as the Montreal Canadiens.
Wow.
At the exact same age, they had the exact same goals, assists, and points, almost the same penalty minutes. And Nurse had a very good plus-minus on a team that missed the playoffs. And everybody will say, well, Stauffer, you idiot. He played mostly with Connor McDavid. That's true, he did. But sometimes he's got to get some credit for what he's done. And Mark, we could certainly agree at this stage. His performance to date has been that of a first-pairing NHL defenseman, has it not?
Oh, no question. And in the absence, you know, we love a good story here over at my place, and this is a team that lost their first pairing, their number one defenseman. And they went into the season with this big, gaping, open job and an opportunity and a place that needed to get filled. Like, we wondered who's going to fill in the minutes and who's going to be the guy for Oscar Klefbom and how are they going to survive this? And Darnell Nurse has just stepped up to the plate and said, get out of my way. I'll do all this stuff. And, you know, playing 30 minutes. And you know, I know he doesn't get him a lot of power play time. Barry's doing that. But he's killing penalties. And he's playing against all the number one lines. Like, he's just, Bobby, he's absolutely taken that problem that Oscar Klefbom left by being injured and just put it on his own shoulders and walked away.
Mark, Sunday, he was tied for first. He's still tied for first. NHL goals by defense was 6. Tied for second in points was 16. He's plus 13, which is tied for third, and tied for 6th in time on ice at 25-30. He's been a top 10 NHL. If you know what? If I wasn't the guy working for the Oilers Entertainment Group right now, I'd be sitting there saying, some might suggest to you that those numbers would warrant Norris Trophy consideration. But I don't want to go that. I just want to say, at least at this stage, he's proven like he's a number one NHL defenseman.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know about that. I'm gonna say to you that.
You don't think he's the number one NHL defenseman so far this year?
So far this season, sure, in 20 games, he's played like a number one NHL defenseman. I'm going to say to you that if we made a list of guys that we all agreed were number one defensemen in the NHL,
I wouldn't have them.
I think they'd all be running their team's power play, frankly.
Well, that's what's crazy about his numbers.
Yeah,
that's what's right.
That's
like fair. He might have 21 or 22 points if he's.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
On the power play full time instead of 16. Sportsnet's back for the horses and horse racing Alberta when we return in Oilers Now.
Subscribe to the Oilers Now podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcasts. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 Chad.
Advance from the mid-1980s. Bob Stauffer with you, along with the one and only Mark Spector, Sportsnet spec for the horses and horse racing Alberta, the 7,000 men and women employed in the horse racing and breeding industry, which has introduced new safety protocols with thorough vet checks, stricter rules, and tougher penalties. Employing Albertans, caring for our horses, horse racing Albertans. Just received a text from somebody that is watching the Oilers on the ice right now. Does look like it's going to be Jones and Bear have spent a lot of time in terms of the drills that are being done on the ice, and Lagesson has been with Bouchard. Interesting stuff, because we were told that Lagesson wasn't ready to quite come back. Very quick. Well, you know what? That'll get into it. The Oilers Now Injury Report brought to you by James H. Brown Injury Lawyers. When accidents happen, go to jameshbrown.com. Brendan Escott's back, the 630 Chad Studios. So Cassian remains out multiple weeks still with that hand injury. Klefbom done for the year. Cuckoo now basically done for the season. Broken collarbone, tough break for him. So he's on LTIR. Bear would have to be activated off of IR. The Oilers can make some moves. Lagesson is still technically, I believe, on the active roster. What else you got, Brendan?
Vancouver's Tyler Mott, lower body issue, and a defenseman, Travis Hamonic, an upper body issue. That's got them both on injured reserve. Justin Bailey right now, day-to-day with an upper body issue as well. It was a battle of the backups in Toronto last night. Flames goaltender Jacob Markstrom, he's day-to-day right now, upper body injury there. Frederick Anderson, a late scratch for that game with a lower body issue. If he has to miss any time, Sheldon Keefe does say that Jack Campbell could return from the long-term injured reserve next week. But for now, it is Michael Hutchinson at the helm. Blues got some bad news regarding Carl Gunnarsson as well, Bob. He's going to miss the rest of the year with a knee injury.
David Rittich was terrific last night for the Flames. Spec, they needed that one, didn't they?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big one.
This was, I you know what? I'm not a gambler. I don't bet. I certainly don't bet sports, because if I did, I'd be broke. But going into that game last night, the Flames were coming off two tough losses. Toronto lost Muzzin. They lost Thornton. They lost Hyman. They've been winning games. It's a Monday night in Toronto against a nearly a last-place team. You know, that's the one. I saw Calgary coming. They were going to win that game all night long for me, Bob.
You saw that coming.
Absolutely. I said to my sister in Calgary yesterday, I said, your team's going to win tonight. Don't worry.
Nostradamus, we'll have to see if you can. Tonight, for me, this is a tough matchup for Edmonton. I'll be frank with you. Vancouver's play the Oilers tough. They win faceoffs, which, like, the next two teams that the Oilers play have the puck a lot because they win a lot of draws. Now, Vancouver's been outshot. Vancouver, Spec, do you agree or disagree with this statement? They lose Markstrom, they lose Tanev. Those are the two guys that cleaned up the crap that was getting spilled by others, and they were a team that was a little leaky last year. Would you agree with that?
Well, no question. No, that's exactly it. Losing two huge parts of their defensive structure was something that team couldn't overcome, and we've watched it this spring. They got to figure out how to play without those guys, and by the time they figure it out, Bob, it might be too late.
All right. Multiple reports now just furthering this Tiger Woods story. Tiger Woods' agent has told Golf Digest that the professional golfer has suffered multiple leg injuries. He's currently in surgery. So Darren Revelle reporting that as well. Continue to monitor that story. One of the greatest golfers of all time. I mean, the guy was his dog. Tiger Woods made a lot of other guys rich. Kind of like Wayne Gretzky made a lot of other guys rich in hockey. You know what I'm saying, Spec?
Oh, yeah. Yep. No question.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the Hart Trophy and why Austin Matthews has an advantage, at least at this time, after a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.